This is in response to a question by Atmaramadas from Latvia, and he gives a little biography and encloses a letter from his estranged wife, who has become quite antagonistic towards Krishna consciousness. And has since also left him, since they've been married. So basically his question is, it is an offense to preach to her. Well, I haven't included here, I'm not making available the letter that she wrote, but it's a very offensive letter. It's offensive to Krishna consciousness. It's impolite, it's aggressive, antagonistic. I could just go on and on, but in short, it's bad. So best not be involved with her any further. There are so many people out there in the material world who are innocent, who are inquisitive about Krishna consciousness, who deserve to have it. Why try to force it on someone who doesn't and who will just make offenses? Certainly Vaishnavas are merciful, jivadoya. But at the same time, we should not be foolish about to whom it is that we give mercy. It should not be foolish mercy. Mercy should be given to those who can benefit from it, especially if we're not great advanced devotees like Lord Nityananda with Jogai and Madai. And in that regard, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a snake. If you give a snake milk, it will just increase its poison and it will become even more venomous. So similarly, people who are quite snake-like, and as in the case of Atmarama's wife, and antagonistic, then better not to give them Krishna consciousness, because then we also run the risk of committing the offense to the holy name. To preach the glories of the holy name to the faithless. So better move on. This looks like a dead relationship, hopeless relationship. And if something should change in the future, well, wait until it does, but don't inaugurate any further interaction. That would be my humble advice. Hare Krishna.